the scariest things about getting bigger is, I'm sure you might be thinking, how can I take on more than what I'm doing right now? And the way you do that is by having those clear systems in place so that you're not dragged into the business every time that there's a fire to put out. You are listening to Hustle with Heart with your hosts, Dr. Andy and Dr. Jacinta. Are you a small business owner with big goals, but not into selling your soul, freedom, and joy in exchange for success? If yes, you're in the right place.
Stick with us and we will teach you the exact strategies and tools we have used to successfully blend our work and family life with ease, all while growing an aligned seven-figure business and helping transform over 5,000 clients' lives.
Welcome to our inner circle, where nothing is off limits. It is time to align your business and heart.
Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of the Hustle with Heart podcast. Today, we will teach you how to scale your business to seven figures with ease while maintaining your freedom and staying in complete alignment, preserving the essence of your business. In today's episode, we will be covering the 5 needle movers that we believe helped us to reach 7 figures in our business, how to create an aligned vision, how creating more processes actually gives you more free time, and how to preserve the essence of your business as you scale.
But before we start, make sure you hit that subscribe button for your chance to win a Zala crystal valued at over $300. Entries close 22nd of June 2021. Many of you may actually feel like money is a bit of a dirty word, and you may have some resistance to growing your business or scaling to something like 7 figures, because that might feel quite stretchy, because you feel as though it can make you lose your freedom. Maybe you feel as though it's a bit icky and a bit ego-driven. And I think in our culture, especially in the conscious business world and definitely the spiritual world as well, money can be a bit of a dirty word, can't it?
Yeah, I think so. And that, in our opinion, is an old and outdated belief system. And really, for this world to evolve to a place that is really amazing and high vibe, I really feel like more and more amazing, conscious, heart-centered businesses need to be big players in the business world and make an impact.
Exactly. And, you know, money is just like energy. And for us, it's by making more money in our business, it actually shows us that we're helping more people. So getting our head around that was one of the biggest things that I feel has helped us grow to our seven-figure business quite quickly in a matter of a couple of years. And we're wanting to share with you some other tips and foundational reasons why we feel as though we're able to grow to that seven-figure business but not sell our soul in the process. And one of those is that we've always had a really clear vision.
Yeah, and I think that a vision is like a North Star. It's a point that needs to be really clearly explained and referenced and interwoven throughout every aspect of your business. It all starts with your vision. And I think that a lot of people in business, it's very easy to compare yourself with others and to look at people that you admire, perhaps a mentor or other business owner, and look at them and what their vision is or what their values are, and then potentially extract and take some of that and put that into your vision. And I feel like that is a recipe for disaster, because then you may not be fully aligned with your unique values. And if you're not fully aligned with your business vision, then there's a mismatch and it's going to be impossible to actually create that vision. It's almost like you're going to have that internal conflict and be pushing a boulder up a hill. So the number one step that we feel is critical for growing and scaling your business is actually having a true vision and coming up with that from a place where you are in your heart and creating that.
And it doesn't have to be big. I think I know that over the years, before I felt like I had a clear vision for what I was doing in my life and before we had a vision for Open Space and the other businesses that we have, I felt like it had to be this huge thing. Like I had to have this Tony Robbins vision that was massive to be important. And your vision may be really simple, but I think the key is that it has to be something that's greater than yourself.
Mm.
And the key for us is that our vision is based on our clients and the way that we want to show up and serve. And so we wanted to share, a bit about our vision for you guys as some inspiration. And really, it comes down to raising the consciousness of the planet in both health, mind, body, soul, and helping people truly align to the essence of who they are so that you can experience the abundance that you deserve in this world.
Absolutely. In a nutshell.
In a nutshell. Now, when it comes to vision, there is some action steps that you can take to keep on track. And we use these tools quite often when we have meetings. So what are some of those tools, Andy?
Yeah, well, I came across this nugget of gold when I was doing some work with Dr. Joe Dispenza. He is a phenomenal person who is leading some amazing research around the world, and I can highly recommend to go check out his work. But essentially in his recent book, Becoming Superhuman, I think that's it.
Sounds,
I'm not sure.
That sounds about right. We'll run with that.
We'll put it in the show notes for you. We'll link it. In that book, he speaks about creating a mind movie. So gone are the days of the vision board where you cut and paste your favorite images for the year ahead and stick them on the vision board. We want to program your subconscious. And one of the easiest ways that you can do that is by actually watching a movie, a video. So what we have done in our businesses, and I continuously update our mind movies, so every quarter or so we'll add in or tweak things, but I'll create a 10 minute or so video with affirmations, different words, visions, etc., of the goals that we have, and put that to emotive music as well. And we will literally watch that every time that we have a meeting, and personally watch that in our daily lives as well.
And that may include not just business visions, but also life visions, because your business can be a vessel to create the life that you want. So one of Andy's and I's joint visions for our life is to be location independent. And so and many of the decisions we make for our business and when we're going to invite new projects into our life, we ask ourselves the question, is this going to get us closer to location independence? And if the answer is no, it's pretty much a hard no, isn't it? Every time.
Yeah.
And if we didn't know that, then we would just be actioning things and never actually get to where we're wanting to go.
And I think that as a business owner, you can easily get carried away with the shiny object syndrome, I think it's called, whereby if you're in a place of reaction, so an opportunity has come along and you may be in a mindset of scarcity or you don't want to miss out on something, etc., then you can easily go off on a tangent and not stay true to what your big vision is and what your main goals are. So I think that that is crucial for you to stay true to, yeah, to your main goals.
And then as a bonus tip, speak it into the universe. I think so many of us are scared to really share what our goals are because of judgment or whatever else. But the more you invite people into that, you actually start to find the people that are going to connect you with that vision. Speak it, you know, talk about it with your family, your friends, your co-workers. That can be a real special source when it comes to bringing these things into your reality. Also, tip number two, let's get straight into it, is about mentors and investment. So a big part of why we've been able to scale really quickly and how we believe that you can do the same is investing in yourself and in your business.
Absolutely. And I think that collectively, Jacinta and I have had over half a dozen coaches over our careers. And these have been coaches not only in the business world, however, in life and spiritual coaches, so many different industries. Because really, if you want to get somewhere, then instead of having to go through all of the mistakes by yourself, by working with a mentor that has been where you want to go, you can fast track your success by learning from their wisdom and working with them to create the roadmap. So I think that investing in a mentor or courses, etc., whatever you feel drawn to or whatever you feel is going to have the most impact for you at any specific time, is critical to get to where you want to go quickly.
And I think Andy summed it up really well there, where she mentioned that that's going to have the biggest impact. And now what may have the biggest impact may not be necessarily something that you straight away think of. And this reminds me of when we were looking for our last coach and we realized that we really needed a lot of structure in our business. And it wasn't something that we naturally lent into. And so we thought, okay, well, where is our gap? And who do we need to bring into our orbit to help us fill that gap? And we ended up finding the most like masculine systems driven person ever. And some things that he said made us cringe a little bit, didn't they? But we knew that we needed that energy because we were very yin and a little bit on the more heart-centered side, which is really important. But like in anything in life, there needs to be balance, and we needed more stable and structure for our foundation. And so we found that gap in him.
Yeah. And so Jacinta and I are really powerful manifestors, and we just tend to attract the people that we need. And it so happened that one of my good friends and colleagues just told me about this coach. His name is Tristan Bond, for everybody out there who's curious. Specifically works mainly with health businesses. And he just kicked our butts into gear. And yeah, after working with him for a couple of years, I felt like we had systems for pretty much everything. It was a tightly run ship, and felt so confident in our business and in our business structure.
Absolutely. And then that sort of circles back to, you find those people when you speak into the universe what you're wanting. So if you share your vision and you share where you're wanting to go, then the mentors and the people find you. Tip number three is having a very strong team is absolutely crucial when it comes to scaling and growing your business and having freedom in the process.
Yeah, and I think that it's key to know that your business is only as strong as the weakest team member in your team. So putting the time and effort into every single person that you work with, and building a really strong culture with your team. So we literally, when we recruit a new team member, one of the first things that we learn is their human design. I know we spoke about this in podcast one, so you can go back to that for reference. Also their love language, because we want to know how to let them know that we appreciate them and make them feel loved. And if you haven't heard of The Five Love Languages, then that's a great book by Gary Chapman. We'll put that in the show notes as well. And essentially there's five love languages. And for example, if I want to show Jacinta that I really appreciate the amazing work that she's done.
Just say nice things to me, Angie. Yeah. Tell me how great I am.
Jacinta's love language is words of affirmation. So I will write her the sappiest, most beautiful, completely authentic, heart-centered card, and she will be singing.
Very much so. Very much so. And then on that, with the recruitment process, if you do have a team or you're looking to hire potentially a new team member, it's really important to be very slow to hire but quick to fire if there's some red flags, because red flags don't turn white. They're always red flags.
Yeah. And yeah, we have been burnt and we've learnt the hard way in business over the years as well. So we have about a 2-month recruitment and onboarding process for each of our staff. And we have a 6-month probationary period. And by that time, you know, we know whether or not somebody's a good fit. And like I mentioned, with the weakest team member being the strength of your business, you need to let that person go if they are not fitting. It's quite obvious. And yeah,
it's like a cancer in your business. Once there's one rotten egg, they just poison everyone else. So It's really important to identify that very quickly. Also, to ask yourself, if someone isn't happy, potentially what are you as the business owner doing to tarnish that relationship as well? So is there enough gratitude? Are you celebrating their wins? Is there enough social gatherings where they're feeling part of a community and part of a team? Do they feel heard? These are all really important questions to ask yourself too.
Yeah, and I think that is a really great opportunity for your business to grow, because if someone isn't happy, then you've found potentially a hole or a gap that needs to be filled. And also, quite commonly, we've found that the roles and the expectations for that team member haven't been clearly communicated or understood. And that can happen on both sides.
And that leads us to our fourth point of how important processes and systems are in your business. And this is what we found out from our coach, last coach, Tristan Bond. If you can imagine building a house on an uneven slab, that's what it's like building a business without having processes and systems. By having clear written processes that all of the team is on board with and trained properly in, it gives you so much freedom down the track. And by doing that, it means that you're no longer putting out fires all the time. And when it comes to scaling and growing, I think that this is one of the scariest things about getting bigger is, I'm sure you might be thinking, how can I take on more than what I'm doing right now? And the way you do that is by having those clear systems in place so that you're not dragged into the business every time that there's a fire to put out.
Yeah, that is one of the godsends. And from coming from a place where I was everything, I was a one-man band, and it was hard, to now, like, the difference, it's amazing. And it feels so good to know that I can go away on holiday for a month plus, not even check my emails, and I know that the business is going to thrive with me away.
And this is important when you're talking about scaling and keeping the client's experience really consistent as well. Some of you may be thinking too, well, if I step away from my business, no one can do it like I can. And I don't know if I can trust someone to be able to do it as well as me. But by having that streamlined journey or system, it means that your clients can expect the same from every team member that they come across. It's like McDonald's, you know?
Yeah,
we don't advocate McDonald's, but they do have a very good business framework and structure, because you know what you're going to get as soon as you walk into a Macca's.
Yeah. It's a very clear menu to order from, and yeah, cookie cutter. And I think that a lot of people and a lot of business owners, they don't want that cookie cutter. And in order to not have that you know, cookie cutter type of feeling. You need to actually extract like what your essence is and then teach that to your team, and then they can help to create that experience without you being there.
And that is why our fifth and final tip is actually having a client-focused business. So making your client the most important thing and continuously thinking about how you can serve them. I think in business and when it comes to sales, if we're wanting to talk about sales and growing profit, there's this energy of like asking the client to buy from you, where that is can be the most repelling thing for a client out there or a customer. People are inundated with getting asked to do things. You think about all the ads you see on social media, the radio, the TV. People see straight through that now. The best way to position yourself as someone that someone wants to buy from is to give before you ask. I think the golden rule is now like three gives to an ask.
Yeah, and I also feel like some people in business might think, okay, well, then there's that scarcity mentality of, well, if I'm constantly giving, then there's going to be that seesaw effect of, well, I'm not going to receive as much. And in our company, in our businesses, we believe in win-win. So what is good for the client is good for us. What is good for one team member is good for the whole business. So that is a fundamental belief that we have, and we're continuously thinking about how we can serve our clients even more and what they're needing.
And that doesn't have to be monetary. It can be value-based. So for example, a post that you curate on social media should have your clients in mind. What are they struggling with? What are their pain points? How can you solve that for them? How can you make their experience, if you have a brick and mortar business, how can you make that experience the best that you can for them? How can you make a client's online experience with you the best it can possibly be? These are all things to start thinking about to really position yourself as someone that people feel connected to and then ultimately will purchase from. And then ask for feedback. So that can be on social media polls, it can be online surveys, or just one-on-one with customers. That is so valuable.
To wrap up today's takeaways, working on your business and not in your business is key when it comes to scaling. Plus, you need to create processes and systems so that you can create that strong foundation for your business to thrive. And you need to keep on asking that question throughout your business journey. How can I add more value to my client's experience? Remember, they are the most important person in your business. Plus, your business is only as strong as your weakest team member. So make sure that each of your team members is gold and you continuously develop that relationship with them. Plus, you need to invest in yourself and your business so that it can grow.
Now, we're very excited because our next episode, we are inviting our beautiful friend Ellie Swift to join us. She is a marketing and mindset coach and will be sharing with you her best business tips for soulful marketing. But before you go, remember to hit that subscribe button for your chance to win a Zala crystal valued at over $300. Entries close 22nd of June 2021.